You're listening to Boat Radio. I'm Carolyn Sherlock. Welcome to the Boat Galley.
Street food. Do you eat street food or not? In many cruising locations, it's a big question. Is the food safe to eat or not? Well, I can't tell you what's right for you, but Dave and I have eaten street food literally all over the world, including 8 countries in Africa and most of South America, plus Turkey, Mexico, and most of Central America. We followed a few basic precautions, had some truly wonderful food, and never got sick from it. The best part? It's cheap and a great way to get true local culture. For hot food, look for stands where the food is cooked just as people are ordering it. Avoid places where food sits around more than 5 minutes or so. Best tip, look for a line. The more turnover, the less time that either raw ingredients or cooked foods are sitting around. Go where the locals go. They don't want to be sick either, and they know the places with the best food. Look, in general, for safe food handling. Vendors probably won't have gloves on. Watch for things like clean hands and separation of raw meats from other foods. We found that drinks were the most likely problem area. Many times, drinks are ladled out of one big bowl. We always wondered about the water that was used in these. Other times, cans of soft drink or beer would be sitting in a tub of water to cool. And again, we wondered. We usually opted for the can or bottle instead of the ladled drinks and wiped the tops off well, and then had them opened. Whether it's a street cart, a stand at a local fair, or even just someone selling snacks at a bus stop, most of the sellers are actually small businesses. That is, they're on a fixed schedule and not there just once in a while. In many places, they're required to have a license. This is particularly true of street vendors with a large local following. And just like a local restaurant, they're not going to stay in business very long if people are getting food poisoning or the food isn't very good. In our travels, we found that we didn't just have favorite restaurants, but favorite street vendors as well. And it wasn't unusual to hear cruisers making plans to meet up for lunch or dinner at their favorite stands. We came to consider street food one of the best parts of our travels, wherever we went. Until next time, enjoy your meals.
Bonnie Lass Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Lass is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ring netter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Lass Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielasscharters.com.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice. I've crossed the Pacific. I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams. And I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt@roguewaveyachtsales.com.